WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, and Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for Austin Airport service with trips starting tomorrow. Reserve your Austin or Houston Airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. While the Bryan School District is looking for a new transportation director, the person who has been in charge since June of last year is still there. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says Rob Welsh chose to resign effective November 7th. Bryan ISD's website posted the opening last Friday, 4 weeks after the start of the school year. On the first day of classes, an outside consultant was hired to resolve problems getting students bused to and from school. Dr. Whitbeck says they'll receive the consultant's report this week and begin a review.
I will oversee it, but it will be collaboratively developed because you've got to have the stakeholders at the table to talk about any suggestion from the consultant.
Whitbeck says there may be greater changes this year, next year, or a combination of the two. Bryan School Board members have awarded bids for the last two major projects of the 2017 bond issue. There were unanimous votes supporting Construction Director Jeff Windsor's recommendations to award local contractor Dudley Construction the conversion of the former Stephen F. Austin School to administration offices and the construction of a new building for the grounds department.
He's got a very good game plan, and I have all the faith in the world that he'll get it done. Mark Dudley has done a lot of work for me since I've been here, and he did a lot of work for the district before I got here. And I haven't seen him fail yet.
The board also approved spending $169,000 in savings from other bond projects at the Performing Arts Center to replace stage lighting. Bryan residents are invited to a meeting tomorrow regarding stealth dorms. Staff planner Stephanie Dolan says 9 months ago, the Planning and Zoning Commission formed a stealth dorm subcommittee.
The Planning and Zoning Commission and the subcommittee have received over about 300 responses of online surveys. We had two different public input meetings. We have lots of emails that we received. Basically, we got a lot of input. And based on that input, the Planning and Zoning Commission is proposing a definition of what's called detached shared housing.
Dolan, during a visit on our show, says P&Z is proposing to allow detached shared housing by conditional use permit. The meeting tomorrow starts at 5:30 at the Bryan Municipal Office Building. Two Texas A&M System employees are leaving to join Governor Greg Abbott's staff, and he makes major changes to his office. Tommy Williams, currently the Vice Chancellor for Federal and State Relations at the Texas A&M University System, is joining Abbott's office as Senior Advisor for Fiscal Affairs. Williams is a former state senator as well. Sarah Hicks, who was Senate Finance Committee Director under Williams and now works with him at A&M, is becoming Abbott's Budget Director. Thanks to a citizen's report, College Station police found and arrested two people early yesterday morning on charges of breaking into six unlocked vehicles. 18-year-old Jared Bishop of College Station and 19-year-old Depresha Mitchell of Houston were caught shortly after 2 a.m. riding their bicycles at the intersection of Anderson and Park Place. Officers recovered a backpack containing several items believed to have been stolen, a firearm reported stolen from Bryan, and several debit cards that did not belong to the suspects. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It is 77 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for daily service to and from the Austin airport with trips starting September 20th. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle with new service to Austin coming September 20th. Let us do the driving.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to ABC Home and Commercial Services, Kelly Bird Dozer, The String and Horn Shop, and Pride Cleaners. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it. Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Organs for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Organs.
Visit Texas Truck Organs on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota, a New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking the weather, that's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area today. A shower or two is possible. High temperatures will get into the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows only drop into the middle 70s. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Wednesday. A slight chance for a shower in the afternoon. High in the lower 90s. And a mix of sunshine and clouds on Thursday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms likely. Hot and humid with a high again in the lower 90s. Meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear a little bit from Kevin Sumlin talking about those young guys and the leadership role that the other older guys are taking for Texas A&M football. We'll hear from him, as well as the guys are going to be kicking off against Arkansas. A time has been set for September 30th's game against South Carolina, so all three of us will get to go up there a little bit later in the day as opposed to 11 a.m. And also we're going to be talking Monday Night Football, and baseball is back, baby. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, what,
6:30
for South Carolina.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Next week, are we providing the press box PA Saturday?
Scott? Are you, Scott?
Yep.
Yep. Good luck with that, because the Arkansas folks get a little rowdy.
Well, they do, and there'll be certainly two fan bases. I don't know how many will be there, but who aren't happy.
No.
So, that is correct.
No, they're not.
We'll see. It was 2 years ago, it was, when the box right next to ours was Arkansas people.
Oh, really?
And they keep...
No, who sits right next to the box? Who sits
that would be you.
The glass wall?
That's right.
No,
that would be you.
I do. I mean, literally dividing me and the drunk Arkansas fan is a glass...
Hey.
And so
about half an inch thick.
Yeah. Every home game, I have to sit next to Louis Belina and Chip Howard, okay? Right. So spare me. Spare me.
Well, but I mean, again, in a little inside baseball.
No, they like to knock.
And of course, he was drunk, and so he knows that girl on the other side is now in love with him. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Oh, he was trying to pass notes through the wall.
Really?
Yes.
Really? You didn't tell me about that. Yeah. I didn't know he's making moon eyes.
Oh, God. Yeah, anyway, so we'll.
We'll see. We'll see how lucky I get this year.
It's like the Capulets of the Montagues, the Arkansas and the Aggies.
Yeah, exactly. You know it. Exactly.
It's a love
story.
Well,
good. I'm glad it's a 6. I'm glad that's a 6:30.
It's definitely good for the fans because they were pretty miserable last It was hot.
I love 11 a.m.s personally.
For those folks.
For those who work, yes. Right. 11 a.m.s are usually the best.
I get off, go take a nap, wake up in time for the good
but
stuff.
But see, 6:30 is good because that's the restaurants and the establishments get an opportunity to have those people come in there and
Tailgaters get more time. So,
yep. If you weren't with us last hour,
ahoy! I'm Old Chumbucket, and I'm Captain Slappy, and you're celebrating International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Aye, that you are.
Yeah, so there. Got that.
All right, now that you've got that out of the way.
Yeah, I thought I'd do that early so that we wouldn't have to do it
Should
again.
I do my next sports cast in the Pirate Voice?
You know, really, no.
Okay.
Really, all right. I mean, I guess if you
Thanks
wanna,
for asking
I figured,
first.
I figured I'd throw it out there just to see.
Look.
See what's stuck.
If you want to do a podcast that way, that's great. That'd be all right. That wouldn't be a problem if that's what you would like to do. Anyway, remember that ahoy is pirate talk for hello, okay? And avast means stop and give attention.
Not like cookies?
No.
Chips ahoy!
Chips ahoy! Well, I think But that does kind of have a nautical thing going on.
Sure.
Hey, you mentioned this, and again, just to be aware, Maria is now a Cat 5, 160-mile-an-hour wind.
She tried to diminish a little bit, went down to a Cat 4, and then said, nope, I liked being a Cat 5 better, and regained some strength.
Is she supposed to go up the East Coast? Is that right?
Well, no. She's kind of headed towards Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's taking a track of 22 miles
south of
St. Croix.
Jose is still over on the East Coast.
Gotcha. Right. Okay.
But he's only a Cat 1.
Yep. Okay. Could be at the U.S. Virgin Islands by early Wednesday, and it could also hit Puerto Rico. So this 2017 is now the first hurricane season with two Category 5 storms in 10 years that's happened. So you may have heard this on the Dow Jones today. Toys R Us has filed bankruptcy ahead of the holiday season. Company has around 1,600 stores and 64,000 employees. They also run Babies R Us, that chain as well. They're looking to restructure their $5 billion long-term debt. This is the second time, okay?
So Chapter 11 doesn't necessarily mean you're going anywhere. No. You're just restructuring inside.
What they did is they basically sold out to Bain Capital and another private equity firm. Bain Capital is something Mitt Romney was a big mover and shaker in. Anyway, but the deal is, I'm not sure how the business model works anymore.
Right,
okay?
Right.
There are a whole bunch of folks who are willing to buy stuff online without touching and feeling it, and if that's the case, then that...
Well, and then also, it's one of those stores that, you know, as a kid, I used to go to Toys R Us all the time, but I haven't been in years because I don't have any kids, and I have no reason to go in anymore.
I went last month.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Were you buying a gift or were you buying...
So...
you can buy like 5 pounds of bubble gum.
We have a co-worker and he needed a toy, like a toy knife.
Okay.
For a costume or something.
Gotcha.
And so I went along with him.
Okay, gotcha.
Because he thought it would be kind of weird if he just went in by himself. So two grown men going into Toys R Us was much better.
Perfectly acceptable.
To buy fake weaponry.
Yes, yeah, yes.
That's fine. Well, again, it's just... And... Look, they got 64,000 employees, and the store is as big as a football field, basically, half a football field anyway. And they're not going to know where Dolly Miss Wheezit is or whatever. You know, it's a difficult store to be able to get help that's knowledgeable. It's tough. I mean, probably in the game section works out okay.
Right.
But if you're looking for an expert to help you buy a bicycle or something like that, it probably is not a business.
Yeah, there's
model
just there's
works.
Too many too much product to know about.
I mean,
all of it.
Been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It was developed in another time when that stuff worked out all right, but
which now, by the way, they have a fantastic selection of Nerf guns now.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was really a kid. I mean, well, you could still buy Nerf guns.
I was going to say.
Sure. I mean, I'm talking about they've got, like, some big-time super, like, fire 50
but,
at a time.
You know, guns are violent, Zach.
Yeah,
we can't be giving our kids guns.
Not be doing that.
No.
Excuse me.
So, apparently, there was not one but two data breaches at Equifax, if you didn't know about that. The Washington Post reports there was another data breach at the company in March before the one that we just found out about earlier this month. The company says the two breaches apparently unrelated. Oh, well, great. Then you got hacked by two different groups. Got to feel good about that.
Right.
Did not give any other details about how much data may have been stolen or affected there. Bloomberg News, for their part, says it's possible the hackers behind the earlier attack in March were seeing a way into the networks of major banks using Equifax as their entry point. So there, more reason to feel good about that. Maybe they're going after major banks, and they looked at that to be the portal.
Mm.
In the meantime, apparently Kim Kardashian reports that her baby shoes, Kids Yeezys, is that what they're called?
Okay, sure.
Really?
Remember Yeezys
or
Kanye's?
No, I do, yeah.
Okay, sold out in 3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Fashionista says the teeny-weeny little tiny Yeezys are priced at $110.
Which are going to grow out of so quickly.
The little infant shoes from the third drop of her Kids Supply clothing line with husband Kanye West.
Now, if you got some Yeezy Boost 350 V2 infants, those are $225.
Oh, well, there, if you're going upscale.
God.
Do they
have lights on the bottom or something?
They don't. No lights. They have some, looks like letters or something
perfect.
On the side. They're black. I mean,
perfect. Now, and that means you're going to tote your child around and lift them up so that people can
everybody
look.
Can see their Yeezys.
I want you to be sure and see that I spent $225 on shoes for this youngin that they'll grow out of
in
pretty
three
quickly.
Months.
Why would you really spend any money on clothes that they're just going to grow out of?
Well, we had that story last week about clothes that will expand along with
the kiddo. Oh, yeah,
with the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, if they could get that in shoes, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Wish
either.
I had some pants like that.
Did we know that... Did we know that Chipotle had a chorizo dish? I mean, did we even know that?
No,
because
they're
doing away with it.
Yeah. Yes, I. Oh, well.
Did you know that? I didn't.
Maybe
I just,
not.
I just knew they had the burrito.
Really
or
haven't
salad,
been.
You know.
Oh, right. But chorizo as like a choice of meat.
Apparently.
Yeah. No, didn't I don't know if I knew that.
Well, I've had Chipotle literally one time in my life. That's it.
Oh,
is that
really?
Right?
Are you a free birder?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Well, they're not homegrown.
I've
anymore,
had it more than
know.
Once, yeah. But I haven't been in a long time.
Well, they announced yesterday that it's interesting. They said they're
usually when they shut down half of their restaurants in the country.
Yeah.
You know, some
good.
People. Don't, you know.
They were dropping the menu item in order to make room for the new queso, which is going to be rolled out this week. But are the menu boards a set size?
I mean,
you can't add
I will say Chipotle, and I don't know if this is something that, you know, they obviously they're sticking to. Their menu is smaller.
It
There's
is?
Less to choose from.
Right.
And so maybe they, you know, they don't want to turn into the next Cheesecake Factory that needs a novel
could well
let
be.
You order.
And they're losing their best employees to modeling careers.
Yes, they
right.
are. Now, and you know, the idea about queso is all well and good. I mean, that's great.
I'm not going to Chipotle for queso.
Right, but if you live in Connecticut, see, that may be your only choice.
Yeah. True.
In Texas, we do have other places we can go.
Correct.
Or we can make our own. We know how to do that also.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they're going to have that out there for us. So
all you need is a crock pot. Yeah.
Put that Velveeta in there.
Yep, Rotel.
Warm it on up. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now let's do a little perfect parenting for you. A little perfect parenting. This probably is not in any of the parenting books. 25-year-old guy named Vernon Barrett Jr. from Broadmoor, Ohio, having trouble with his 6-year-old daughter, says that she's been, well, misbehaving at school and at home, so he decided to scare her on Saturday by dressing up like a scary clown and chasing her down the street.
Mm, yeah, okay.
How could that end well? Now, she didn't know it was him.
Right.
So she runs down the street screaming.
She's scared to death.
Yeah. Runs into a random neighbor's apartment and begs for help because this clown is chasing her.
Oh, that's sad.
Poor
well,
thing.
It is. Dion Santiago was the neighbor. Dion had had a few beers.
Uh-oh.
Dion also scared of clowns.
Yeah.
Dion had a gun. Well, he fired a few shots and didn't hit the guy.
Oh,
cops eventually came and sorted things out. For his part, Vernon has been charged with child endangerment and inducing panic.
Right. I didn't know that was a charge, but okay.
Dion arrested for being intoxicated and a weapons charge.
They're
both due in court today. I hope not in front of the same judge.
Oh,
at the
my
same time.
Gosh. And this poor little girl.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Did Dion not even, like, holler out beforehand, like, hey, stop?
Apparently not.
He just was taking shots out of the window.
You know, if you see a
if
scary
clown. If you're scared
clown,
of clowns.
And you've had a few.
Yep.
And you've got a gun. All of those things could happen.
Trifecta, man.
Yep. But again, she's 6 years old. And then, let's say that you're having a birthday party or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of reasons not to try to ever cook rattlesnake for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
48-year-old guy named Victor Pratt of Coolidge, Arizona, hosting his child's birthday party when a rattlesnake showed up in the yard and Victor started showing off by grabbing it so he could cook it on the grill.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But when he posed for pictures wrestling with the snake, he lost his grip of his head and it bit him twice.
Oh, no, Victor.
Yep. Rushed to a hospital. He immediately got treatment. Good thing because...
Oh, man, but those venom vials or whatever they are, those are expensive.
Yep.
Anti-venom. Yeah.
A matter of fact, the treatment was so hardcore that Victor blacked out in the hospital for 5 days.
Wow. Jeez.
He's awake now, but after recovering, he said, I ain't going to play with snakes no more.
Really?
Smart,
okay.
Victor.
Thank you, Victor.
Are we sure Victor isn't a transplant from Florida?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, you know, it could have been a kid, though. It could have been worse.
And again, it's his kid's birthday party, so he did that in front
of him. She'll always remember that one.
Okay. Coming up in just a little while, there's a 1 in 5 chance your parents hate the name that you have given your child. Your parents hate the name you have given your child. We'll talk about that. And in the meantime, Fox News has said that they're bringing Laura Ingraham over to rearrange their lineup. Variety reports that Laura will anchor the Ingram Angle. That'll be on at 9 o'clock local time, beginning on October the 30th, with a show reporting on stories and news of how the news of the day affects, quote, everyday, hardworking U.S. Americans who serve as the backbone of the nation. That means Sean Hannity's moving back to 8 o'clock, and that means the 5 will move back to 5 o'clock, okay, which is where they were before.
Right.
4 o'clock, I guess, which is where they were before.
Okay.
So, and that was a pretty good show back in the day. I don't know if
it is
anymore.
I was going to say, you've talked about it before.
Used to be, but we'll
see. Back in the day.
726. Let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Got a little fog out there still this morning. Not as bad as we had, I guess, last week. But still, the warm temperatures and... we just assume not, but we got what we got. Look for a high temperature today of about 93 with a heat index around 102. Our high yesterday was 90. We do still have a 20% chance of showers because there were some showers passing through the area yesterday. Then we'll continue on that pattern, probably anywhere between 91 and 93 for the balance of the week. It does cool down a little bit when we get to Thursday night at 20%, and it'll be down to 71 on Friday night. And that's one other notation. If it happens Thursday, it calls for a 40% chance of rain. Right now, 96% relative humidity. Winds out of the south at 7. We have overcast skies, and it's 77.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, that didn't take long. 1 week ago, I issued a warning to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi that doing deals with Donald Trump and playing footsie with him would unhinge their voters even more. Well, sure enough, Politico just reported that the Democrat base is growing anxious. Liberals are seething at the idea of bipartisanship coming to Washington. They want Trump impeached. They don't want Chuck and Nancy working with him, especially on immigration. Activists are terrified that Schumer and Pelosi will give too much ground in negotiations over the so-called Dreamers. Far, far left Congressman Luis Gutierrez told Politico he loves Pelosi, but he said, do I now have to accept border security? Do I now have to put up half a fence? Is it going to have electricity and barbed wire on it? See, the liberals worry that if Pelosi and Schumer, Chuck and Nancy, keep dealing with Trump, it'll normalize Trump in the eyes of voters right in time for the 2018 elections. If you're a moderate who wants everybody in Washington to get along, this might come as a surprise. But hardcore liberals do not want to work with Republicans. They never have on anything. Ever. They don't want any stinking bipartisanship. They want to wipe Republicans out, and they hate Trump. Too bad the Republican establishment never learned that lesson, isn't it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Equifax recently announced a security breach that could affect 143 million Americans. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by online identity thieves. And if there's a problem, one of LifeLock's identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses, but rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of the identity theft problem for over a decade. Plans start just $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Get 10% off by using the promo code RUSH, 800-440-4833, or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Nearly $9 million is going into three more Bryan School District projects paid by bond money approved by voters 3 years ago. Nearly $8 million is for converting the former Stephen F. Austin School to administration offices.
This cost for the administration is over $1 million less than what it started out as a CM at risk project. So we not only saved $1 million there, but we are still a few hundred thousand dollars under the original budget.
Construction Director Jeff Windsor says they received seven bids, knowing completion has to be completed by next May.
If they finish in May, it gives us time to put in the new furnishings that are needed so that once school's out, then the administrators that are in this building can move, and other buildings can move their stuff in, have time to set up, so that by the end of July, by August, now they're focusing on the work that they're hired to do, which is to be ready for our students.
Dudley Construction was awarded that bid and for a new $745,000 grounds building that is expected to be completed next January. And the board approved spending $169,000 from savings on other bond projects to replace the stage lighting at the Performing Arts Center. More information is known about the Bryan School District search for a new transportation director. The job opening was posted last Friday, or 4 weeks after the start of school and the start of busing problems. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the director, Rob Welsh, is still an employee, and he chose to resign effective November 7th. Since the start of the school year, Dr. Whitbeck says many routes have been altered and some numbers have been reduced at each of the bus hubs that came with the district's grade realignment. Whitbeck says a consultant that was hired the first day of school will submit their report this week. After a review, there will be a determination if greater changes to busing in Bryan ISD will be implemented this year, the following school year, or a combination of the two.
How does that affect fine arts? How does that affect athletics? How does that affect our parents, our start and stop times? I mean, there's a lot of detail.
The superintendent says an interim director has not been appointed. Dr. Whitbeck says members of senior leadership have absorbed that role and have worked closely with the assistant director and the staff. 9 months ago, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission formed a subcommittee to address the topic of stealth dorms. Staff planner Stephanie Dolan on our show says during that time, the commission and subcommittee received nearly 300 responses from citizens.
And based on that input, the Planning and Zoning Commission is proposing a definition of what's called detached shared housing. So formerly stealth dorms, now detached shared housing.
Okay.
And then allowing that by conditional use permit in certain residential districts in Bryan.
Dolan says citizens are invited to a public meeting tomorrow at 5:30 at the Bryan Municipal Office Building to learn more about detached shared housing.
And then on Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission will receive the formal recommendation from the subcommittee, and they themselves will then make a recommendation to the Bryan City Council.
You can find more information online at bryantx.gov/pzagendas. A third person is being sought in the September 8th murder at Bryan's Williamson Park. According to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page, 17-year-old Adriana Garcia rode with a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old, Saul Suarez Jr., to the park, where the men planned to rob the victim of marijuana. The 16-year-old is accused of trading gunfire that killed 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz. Asked if the 16-year-old will be prosecuted as an adult, Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says no decisions have been made on that point. And Suarez is accused of waiting in a nearby vehicle with a sawed-off shotgun. A pair of three-vehicle crashes in Grimes County on Sunday killed four people and injured four others. DPS reports one of the collisions between Anderson and Richards on FM 149 resulted in the deaths of two men from Bryan. They were identified as 56-year-old Stephen Markowski and 66-year-old Keith Donnelly. Troopers say a car driven by Markowski's wife, Jill, was struck by a car that ran a stop sign. Jill Markowski is listed in stable condition at a Bryan hospital. The driver of the other car, 20-year-old Nicole Bilnoski of Willis, was killed. Details of the other crash are online at WTAW.com. A single vehicle crash on Highway 47 in West Bryan Sunday night claimed the life of a Caldwell woman. Bryan police report the driver, 26-year-old Cassandra Rogers, was not wearing her seatbelt when her car rolled over several times after leaving the pavement on 47 at the Villa Maria exit. There were no passengers. And a West Bryan resident was shot in the hand inside his home Sunday night during what Bryan police say was a drug sale. Officers learned of the incident when the gunshot victim was being treated at the hospital. BPD reports two suspects left the house located on Turning Leaf Drive in the Autumn Lakes subdivision with the victim's gun and a small amount of marijuana. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It is 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Any piece of jewelry that David Gardner has designed always has a story behind it. And one of the things that's kind of fun now is you can go to his website. That's davidgardnersjewelers.com and see a video that explains how David comes up with different jewelry creations. Right now is the story of the Clover One in a Million, which shows how he came up with the idea and also the different types of pieces, because they're three different sizes. Price ranges started about $2,800. And that video will show you how he came up with that, and then you can also see other videos that he's done of other pieces. They have diamonds in them, and there's some pave options, and again, three sizes for you to choose from. And also, you can find out about Tudor watches. Now, the Tudor watches are made by the same guys and gals who make the Rolex watches. These are just not quite as fancy, so I mean, the price is a little bit different. And, you know, their spokespeople are David Beckham and Lady Gaga, so that's got to be worth something. Anyhow, David carries them, too. He's an authorized Rolex dealer. All of that available for you. David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 23rd, fall vegetable gardening. If you want to grow some tasty vegetables this fall, this class can help you learn which ones grow best and how to protect them. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check weather. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, your local Nationwide agents, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today.
Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area today. A shower or two is possible. High temperatures will get into the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows only drop into the middle 70s. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Wednesday. A slight chance for a shower in the afternoon. High in the lower 90s. And a mix of sunshine and clouds on Thursday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms likely. Hot and humid with a high again in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking about Aggie football. Of course, the Aggs coming off a 45-21 win over Louisiana Lafayette. Coach Kevin Sumlin said in his radio show last night right here on WTAW, the young guys are getting it done, but they're getting by with some help from the veterans. We'll hear a little bit from him. Also, the quarterback competition down in Austin. Who's going to start for the Horns against Iowa State? That's the burning question that really? Everybody wants to know. Yeah, we'll hear a little bit from Tom Herman. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay. If their offense would do as well as their defense, it'd be all right.
You know, I was really surprised. Yeah. And Texas isn't back yet, but dang, they look pretty good Saturday.
Well, they've always had the athletes.
No, you know, that's never been the problem.
Yeah.
So
okay,
we'll
cool.
see.
All right, so the 10 most fun cities in U.S. America.
Okay.
10
okay.
most fun. Researchers
Vegas.
looked at 58 different factors, like how many parks there are. Oh, yeah, Vegas. I think about parks when I think of Vegas.
Beautiful country out in Vegas.
Yeah, how nice the weather is.
Mm, okay.
Oh, wait, how many bars per capita? That's
there
in there,
we
too.
Go.
Okay. How many music venues each city has.
All right.
And also how much it all costs.
Mm.
Okay.
So number 10 was, this is from the folks at Wallet Hub. Number 10 is San Diego.
All right.
Okay.
That's
a nice town.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
would be a little bit higher if it wasn't so expensive.
Yep. Number 9 is Chicago.
Mm.
Okay. Number 8 is New Orleans.
I mean, I like
most
New Orleans.
Most fun, absolutely.
Most decadent yeah. city in America.
I went to yeah, Bourbon I mean. Street for the first time ever when my cruise was stuck.
Oh, is that right? You'd never been?
I had never been to Bourbon Street, and it smelled. It smelled
okay.
bad.
Have you been to Las Vegas?
No.
Okay.
I'm going in February.
Are
though.
You? Okay.
A buddy of mine's having a bachelor party.
Okay.
So
it'll be interesting to see your comparison. No, you're exactly right. There's when you get out too early. They haven't washed the streets off
when yet. You're not drunk enough
yeah.
yet.
Well,
you can smell everything.
Number 7 is San Francisco. Number 6 is Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Really? Number 5 is Portland, Oregon. Really?
Which I really have yeah. heard Atlanta is kind of like the Hollywood of the East. They
yeah.
shoot a lot of movies there.
Yeah.
And
well,
they
do a lot of things.
It's because of the taxes.
Yep.
But I've been to Atlanta. I didn't experience that great of a time, but it was okay.
You know, I'll tell you one time when I was... One time when I was in Atlanta.
Story time.
We stayed out by the old Turner Ballpark. Okay.
Okay.
And there was off season. So there was a circus in the parking lot. Okay.
Okay.
Which, you know, they used the big parking area. Why
yeah.
not? Well, there were people from the circus who were staying at the same hotel we were.
Oh, and so that sounds fun.
Saturday morning at 9 o'clock or something, whatever time we get in the elevator. And it stops, and then, like, 5 guys dressed as clowns come
all
in.
All the carnies.
Yeah, they,
oh,
yeah.
nice.
No, they're clowns. And they had their briefcases. I mean, it's
oh, yeah. how funny.
And they're in costume where you all just stand there. Nobody said anything, as you do when you're in a hotel, you know, an elevator
yeah.
with strangers. And they get out, and we go our way, and they
oh,
wander
man.
Over to the circus.
That's awesome.
I think I've told this story before on the show, but I spent an Easter Sunday at the Hooters in Atlanta.
Did you now?
Yep.
As you're prone to do, yeah.
It was one of the only restaurants that we were there for a volleyball tournament. I was coaching club, and there's always a big tournament in Atlanta, but it happens to be over Easter weekend.
Sure.
And the only one of the few restaurants open on Easter Sunday was Hooters, and it was in walking distance to our hotel.
I know those players said it was so cool. Coach R took us to Hooters.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I was with their moms,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And I was actually supposed to go to Atlanta on Memorial Day weekend to go check out the new stadium because the Rangers were playing out there.
Sure.
But, Hurricane Harvey had other plans.
I got you. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Okay.
You know what I meant.
And
you know what I meant.
And the airport's
fun all by itself.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
Number four, probably not a fun city right now, is Miami. Oh, I guess when it's all there, it's probably okay. Number three, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Orlando.
Really?
No, oh,
both
okay.
nightlife and recreation, apparently.
It's a small world, after
all. It's a lot cheaper than number one, which is, of course, Vegas.
I'm really surprised Austin or Nashville didn't make the top 10.
I would think Nashville should.
Right. Just, again, with, you know, prices and, like, places like Miami. I mean, I've heard Miami's outrageous.
Well, there are a lot of people who don't like it. Again, Miami's been a big city for a long time, and it's been a port of entry. It's an international city. I mean, it's got pluses and minuses. I don't think there's any.
I'll tell you a
that.
Place as far as weather, well, at least in the summertime, I should say, is Boston.
Oh,
boy,
yes.
I really enjoyed Boston, just for the historical aspect. But
the historical, and it's such a, if you're a sports fan, it's such a great sports city.
I went to Fenway
city.
Park. Fenway Park.
There are more institutions of higher learning in Boston than there are any other city in the United States.
It
I believe
is
that.
Crazy how many schools are in Boston.
There are.
Crazy.
Exactly right. Yep, it is. But you're right. I feel the exact same way. I really like that
I
town.
Do, too.
It just costs a whole lot of money to live there.
True. Yeah.
All right, so when you're a kid and you told your parents the name that you picked, did they say, oh, isn't that cute? Or did they scrunch their nose up and say, interesting? According to a new survey of grandparents, 20% say they hate their grandchild's name.
That's
20%.
Hilarious.
Number one reason is it's too odd.
Oh, yeah.
It's too odd. And again, we certainly see that a lot. You can certainly run into that. I'm going to go ahead and say it because we deal in athletics. You see some very unusual first names.
Yeah. And you have to pronounce them.
You have to pronounce them. That's right. 20% don't like their name suggestions being ignored. Okay. Why didn't you name him such and such?
Right.
Well, because they didn't. 15% think it sounds made up or too unconventional. All right. Number four is 11% think it will embarrass the child.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, in some ways, it's how they respond to the idea that it may be unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
That may make them stand out. I mean, if you want to think about that, Sir Parker, okay?
Right.
You know, just saying. 10% wish the kid had gotten a family name instead, and 5% think it's just too dang hard to pronounce.
Well, with mine, I mean, Cooper is not a family name, but James, his middle name is.
Okay.
So.
There you are. The surveys also found that grandmothers had more issues with baby names than grandfathers.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Of course, it's women.
Guys
are
always going to care more.
44% of the parents say that their mom had the worst reaction to the name that they had picked for their baby. 42% say it was from their mother-in-law.
I think my grandparents were okay with Chelsea, and my brother was named after his grandfather's, so I'm pretty sure they were happy with
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But nonetheless, you know, if the mother-in-law is saying she doesn't like the kiddo's name, you probably got other issues you're having to deal with. Hello?
Right. Yeah, what kid doesn't want a family name like Fred or Ethel?
Yeah.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy. I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Every parent wants their children to read well, but many moms and dads don't know how to help their kids fall in love with books and reading in general. The best idea I can give you is to start reading aloud to your kids as early and as often as possible. Few things will draw children to the written word like a parent who reads to them. Snuggling with mom or dad and listening to their voice is a nurturing experience and helps children associate reading with security and comfort. When parents read to their children, books come to life, and children can forge a bond of intimacy with their parents in ways not many other activities offer. My colleague Susan once told me that she read Little House on the Prairie to her children when they were young. In one part of the story, Laura Ingalls Wilder described the children using a pig's bladder as a ball to play games. Susan's son thought that was gross, but Susan told him that her grandmother had once done the same thing when she was a little girl. For the next few nights, Susan's kids couldn't wait to snuggle up with their mom to read, or to hear more stories about her grandmother's childhood during the Great Depression. Susan told me, those stories not only bonded my children to me, but also to the wonderful world of reading. So, read to your children. It can create a lifelong love for reading and create lasting memories about mom and dad, too. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. We Americans enjoy unprecedented freedom, but do you know how brutal a struggle was to achieve that freedom? Bet you don't. My new book, Killing England, describes in vivid detail the Revolutionary War against Great Britain, and what we put forth in the book might horrify you. George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson are all portrayed as real men, not myths. Killing England is a read you'll never forget.
Killing England, on sale now.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Shoot the Infomaniacs text messages anytime. Our number is 979-695-1620. And the weekly Kevin Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show was held last night. Now, the Aggs are coming off a 45-21 victory over Louisiana Lafayette, and a lot of young players played a big role in that win. However, Coach says they're getting by with a little help from the veterans.
We're getting great leadership out of our captains, out of Armani Watts. We're getting great leadership out of Gillespie. We're getting great leadership out of all our captains, and you know, these and they're embracing these young guys and talking to them, and so there's a lot of trust in that locker room.
We'll see how that locker room comes together this Saturday when the Aggs take on the Arkansas Razorbacks at Jerry World. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave starting at 10 right here on WTAW. Now, I'm sticking with Aggie football. Saturday, September 30th, home game against South Carolina has been set. The Aggs and Gamecocks will kick off at 6:30 p.m. at Kyle Field. Of course, broadcast for that game, as all Aggie football games, is right here on WTAW. Over in Austin, there's a quarterback battle going on between Texas freshman Sam Ellinger and sophomore Shane Bouchel. Bouchel threw for 21 touchdowns and nearly 3,000 yards for the Longhorns last season, but was injured in the season opener against Maryland. Ellinger has started the team's last two games, including last Saturday's narrow miss at fourth-ranked USC. Here's Coach Tom Herman.
Yeah, when we start practice tomorrow, Shane will get the majority of the reps with the ones. Sam will still get reps with the ones. It'll be business as usual. If Shane is 100% and having great practices, then Shane will start. But I'm not going to tell you Shane's going to start Iowa State game when we're 10 days away from it.
Ellinger threw for 298 yards and two touchdowns in the Horns' 27-24 double overtime loss to USC, but he also threw two picks and had a costly fumble in overtime. Monday Night Football was in the Big Apple yesterday, where the visiting Detroit Lions rolled over the New York Giants 24-10. Matthew Stafford threw for just 122 yards, but he racked up two touchdowns through the air. Meanwhile, the Giants' offense continued to struggle despite the return of star wideout Odell Beckham Jr., who hauled in four catches for 36 yards. Following an ugly 42-17 loss to Denver on Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys have a lot of questions to answer this week, one of them being about the uninspired play of running back Ezekiel Elliott.
Head coach Jason Garrett said he plans to speak with Elliott, who showed little effort in trying to make a tackle following two Cowboys turnovers.
Zeke is one of the most natural competitors I've ever been around. He loves to play. He loves to practice. And I think we've seen that through his first year playing. And those two plays were not indicative of the kind of competitor that he was. And we have to get that addressed.
The NFL's 2016 rushing leader ran for a career-low 8 yards on 9 carries against the Broncos. But some good news for Elliott, as that he's still set to play in this week's game against Arizona. A Texas judge has denied the NFL's motion for an emergency stay of an injunction for Elliott's 6-game suspension, meaning the running back will likely play Monday night against the Cardinals. After taking last night off, both the AL West Division champion Astros and the Rangers will be in action tonight. Houston is at home, kicking off a series against the Chicago White Sox at 7:10. Meanwhile, Texas, which is 4.5 games back of Minnesota for the second AL wildcard spot, is in Seattle, taking on the Mariners at 9:10. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And the Aggie Soccer Hour with Coach G. Guerrieri returns tonight. Things get underway at 7 o'clock at Rudy's Barbecue with broadcast over on Willie 1550. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available, with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. When we decided to open up the area's only locally owned compact construction and outdoor power store, we decided to carry top quality USA-made products such as Steel, Gravely, Boxer, ASV, and Gale. So whether you need a chainsaw, line trimmer, commercial mower, or a dirt moving machine, we've got your American-made product here at ASAP Equipment. We're at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff, south of the racetrack. Call 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save over $14,000 on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $14,100 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings and factory incentives of $8,500 and $3,600 dealer discount. $1,000 owner loyalty and $1,000 incremental cash. Stock number 60382. See dealer for details.
Morning, couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. No matter where you go around the world, you know, you don't need an app anymore for us. Just go to RadioAggieland.com. Pick up us, any of our other radio stations. If you at one Friday night football game, you want to find out about another, we actually got a website that has the scores too, but just do that, RadioAggieland.com. So, Chelsea, you're a coffee drinker.
I am.
Have you let your dog try that coffee?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking because, you know, it could be that there are animals out there that like coffee. Rescuers were called to the Coffee Republic in Eastbourne, England.
Okay.
After a young deer wandered into the business and headed to the back room. I don't think it was there for coffee, but nonetheless,
yeah,
could well
not
be. It could have been the smell, the aroma. Maybe. That certainly works for us.
Yeah.
And this is so overdue. I've been waiting for this for years. Automakers don't just deal in products for adults with driver's licenses anymore. Sometimes they aim to hook kids when they're young.
Yep.
In the case of Land Rover, very young. Land Rover team has now launched with iCandy
the Eye Candy Peach All-Terrain Special Edition Stroller.
Stroller. I was thinking they were going to go to, like, you know, those Barbie cars.
No. And it's not going to traverse the mountain on its own.
Okay.
It does, but it does take elements from Land Rover's style and adopts them for the push stroller. Oh, by the way, the Peach All-Terrain Special Edition Land Rover is $2,035.
There it is.
That's reasonable.
Nice.
Yeah, I think so.
They just have it in peach?
Yeah, apparently
no
so.
Blue?
Well, you know, probably need to protest and they'll get right on
yeah.
that. Look for a high temperature today, about 93. Yesterday's high was 90, but the heat index will be over 100. They're saying about 102 today, so be ready for that. 76 tonight, then we'll be in the 90s the balance of the week. 77 now, WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.